This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of What's On Your Mind on a Let's Be Frank Friday. That Frank. Yeah, that too.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
It's official.
But the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah, baby.
Doesn't show signs of stopping.
So that's it. That's our first official Christmas bumper of 2017, and we're going all Christmas now. All Christmas, right? What do you got cooked up in there, Nolan? You're gonna pump us up with some good Christmas music between now and Christmas time?
All I'm saying is that I discovered an Earth, Wind, and Fire holiday album.
Is that right?
And that is all I really need.
Wow.
At this point.
See, I like a little zip when we're doing the show here, you know, and I love Christmas music of all kinds. My wife starts listening to Christmas music at Halloween. And so I come home and the Christmas music is going, and I'm like, dear, I love Christmas music, but I'm going to hate it by Christmas if we started Halloween. But I just learned to just go with it. Sometimes you just got to go with it, you know. You just go with it. So anyway, speaking of my wife, I was at the North Dakota Safety Council course. I talk a lot about safety on the program because I'm passionate about it. I love it. And here's why. I love my wife and kids. To me, it's keeping myself safe is about being there for them. Keeping them safe is what I do. I'm a protector. I'm a dad. Okay, that's my job. A husband, a dad. And honestly, to be frank, I think that's kind of the point today. I don't know that I've really done that very well, other than just sort of by instinct think, okay, I'll do it where I need to do it. But you know, I was amazed. There was about 25 people there last night, all walks of life. Skylar Dudden, a former police officer for the Grand Forks and Fargo Police Department, gave the instruction for this. It was 4 hours. And when I saw it on the calendar, like, 4 hours? I'm going to a course that's 4 hours. And, folks, I didn't want to leave. I left there at 10 o'clock last night, and it ended at 9:30. It was 4 hours. The course normally has so much information in it that it can take as long as 8 hours. They've condensed it and really gotten efficient with the information. And some of it is just learning and talking and discussing, and some of it's actually you're doing things. And a number of the folks there last night were listeners. David was one, has a lawn care business. I enjoyed meeting with him. Sat next to Rhonda and her husband, she and her husband moved back here, and a retired military, and some all walks of life. But I really appreciate all the folks that came up and said hi. They were listeners of the program. There were several of them there. And I hope there'll be some more Tuesday because Bismarck is holding an event. Same exact course that I took last night on Tuesday night, but the deadline to register is 2 o'clock this afternoon. You've got to be registered by 2 o'clock today. NDSC.org. It's self-protection, predator awareness. One little tidbit I want to tell you. So, Drew Shedeen, we all remember that case, right? And it still rips my heart out because I spent 18 years of my life in Grand Forks and I was in and out of Columbia Mall 100 times, hundreds of times a month probably, right? Over and over. And here is this beautiful, young, vibrant college girl leaves work at a store in Columbia Mall. This sexual predator has been tracking her, following her. Where does she park? What does she do? Nabs her right outside her car, gets her in his car, drives her away from the mall to some rural gravel road, rapes her, brutally murders her, dumps her body in Minnesota. They look for her body for months. Grand Forks, North Dakota. It can happen anywhere. The one theme I heard over and over from folks last night that really surprised me, I'm scared. North Dakota's changing. It's growing. There's more things that make me uncomfortable here. And it was an absolutely fascinating night. It really was. Why do you need to be there? Here's what Skylar Dutton said.
We don't want people to be soft targets or easy victims. We want people to always have the confidence to fight back if the situation dictates. Again, always be aware of your surroundings, and if you can avoid being in that situation, that's the best possible scenario. But if you find yourself in the fight, we want to give people the confidence to be able to come out of that successfully.
One of the big takeaways was, in fact, this idea of you can keep yourself out of trouble by just being aware. And I mentioned the Drew Shedin thing. She was using a cell phone at the time. When you're on a cell phone, I know I am. I'm paying attention to the call. Not so much who's around me and is anybody behind me or whatever. But being aware. Skyler, talk more about that, too.
You absolutely want to have all your senses about you when you are navigating, especially through or walking your way through areas that are known to be high-crime areas. Parking lots are one of those. They're very easy to commit crimes in, personal attacks. So you absolutely want to have your hearing. You want to have your vision. You want to have all your senses about you so you can interpret your environment and make decisions and be aware.
I'm 53 years of age. And I have to tell you, I probably spent 0.9999% of that 53 years thinking about any of this stuff. And I don't doubt had something happened, I would have instinctively done something. But to know, you know, to know how to block that, to know how to pull a gun out of somebody's hand, to every possible scenario, to actually have done it, it's life-changing. So a little more Frank Friday talk. Be a man. Be a protector. Go to this, share it with your kids, share it with your wife. It's important. It really, really is. NDSC.org. There's one Tuesday in Bismarck. 2 o'clock today is the deadline. Go. Please. Do that. I mean it. And the registration is, I believe, $50. I'm going by memory. I think I paid $50. It's not much at all. It really isn't. Go to it. You'll be glad you did. Just wanted to share that from last night because it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Jerry in Moorhead, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me.
Well, you know, I'm pretty closer to the size of the guy that you used to be. So guys coming up to me in a parking lot usually don't scare me. But I never felt more vulnerable than when I was in putting groceries in my car. And I was trying to strap my 2-year-old in the back seat of my car. So, of course, my butt was in the air. And a guy comes up to me and asks me if I have any money. Scared the living Jesus out of me, but I did was poke my head out. I said, "Dude, I'm married. My wife don't let me carry cash," and he walked away.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah,
but
what if he had lunged at you? What if he you know grabbed your daughter, grabbed your child?
I mean,
yeah,
that's just it. I mean, I was completely exposed because I didn't know he was there, and you know. So, I mean, my chiropractor hadn't told me to stop carrying my wallet in my back pocket, he probably could have just grabbed my wallet. So,
there's a couple of these courses coming up in March, too. I think it would be great Christmas gifts, really, to say, I love you so much, I want you to know this information. You could find a night where you can take 4 hours and do this. Honestly, I was dreading the time. I wanted to learn. I was glad I was going, and that's why I did it, but I was dreading the time. I mean, it's just a busy time of year, but... I left at 10 rather than 9:30. People stayed late because they were talking to each other, and it was really interesting. It really was. So, Jerry, thanks for sharing that tip. Glenn and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, and this may seem a little harsh, but I think all the violence that we have going on, whether it be drug dealers or children, people that assault children or women or murderers, drug dealers, etc. We have to bring back execution and make sure that these people understand, like this Rodriguez guy that Drew Shedin you were just talking about. I believe he's still alive.
No, he is. He's had umpteen appeals, and it's absolutely ridiculous, and you're right. I personally do not believe in the death penalty. I'm Catholic, and so the teaching of the Catholic Church is that it is wrong. However, the Church teaches... it is to be utilized only when society needs to be protected. And guess what? Old Alfonso Rodriguez got out of jail after having, first a little minor sexual offense, and then it just kept escalating, and then he kills brutally Drew Shedin because he was let out of jail as a sexual predator. The system of Minnesota let us down. You're absolutely right. He was an appropriate candidate for the death penalty, and he got it. Now, He hasn't got it yet, but he's on death row.
Well, and then look at that guy just recently out in California. The people out there acquitted this guy. I mean, what's that about?
Welcome to the club. I think I have one word for that. California.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Glenn. Thank you very much. Mark and Beulah, lay it on me. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Proud coal miner from Beulah, North Dakota. Scott, there's very few presidents in history. Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy. That couldn't be bought by special interests. Donald Trump falls in that category for me, and I think it's refreshing to have a president for once that the day after the inauguration isn't the first day of his re-election campaign. That's all I got for you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
That's all I need more. Good stuff, Mark. God bless you for being part of a great industry and giving us affordable, reliable energy. Mark and Beulah, thanks. Chris, you're next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is drying to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's a Frank Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. Give us your best Frank comment about anything that's on your mind. Let's be frank, okay? The only Frank Friday's here, and the Christmas music has started, so we're doing Christmas music now until that blessed day. Here's a little Frank talk for you. If you are Catholic, as I am, today is a holy day of obligation. which I think is actually the worst possible name you could have, because it sounds like, you will be in church. You will be in church. You are obligated to be there. But the teaching of the church, of course, is you're there on Sunday. You're there. You go to Mass on Saturday Night Vigil or Sunday. And several, Christmas and Easter and this is the Immaculate Conception Feast. So I'll be at Mass at 5:30 tonight. And just remind all fellow Catholics, and maybe if you haven't been to church in a long time, good time to go back. My mom had a saying, the power of the Holy Mass. The power of the Holy Mass. She would always talk about, do you go to church? The power of the Holy Mass. The power. She'd hand out little cards, the power of the Holy Mass. There is a lot of power in it for, curing what ails us. So, most especially the body of Christ, which is a sacrament in the Catholic Church. So anyway, there's my little be frank moment for fellow Catholics out there today. We are just getting bludgeoned by some texter here that we are ignoring the biggest story on the universe. Meanwhile, we haven't ignored it. It's been in the news. But after I go to Chris here on the road, on the phone, Todd, could you bring me up to speed on what this person is so mad about? And we'll talk about it. Chris, on the road, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I think most men would agree with me on this, and kind of in line with what you were talking about. I think males need to change the version of run, hide, fight to run, fight, hide, run after shooter in a zigzag pattern, fight them either with your own gun or take theirs and beat them to oblivion with it, and then hide their body so they don't get identified and get the notoriety that they're seeking. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
All right, Chris. I'm going to let the other listeners respond on the fight, because we got so much going on here today, but I appreciate your comments. Just bring it on. Here's another. Robert says, Scott, if you're speaking frankly today, then here's one for you. We live in a divided country, and it will stay that way until your president is gone.
Oh.
He's not Robert's president. It's just mine. Even at this time of the year, the country will not come together and stand behind Trump. I don't think Donald Trump is the reason the country is divided. I think Donald Trump's president because the country is divided.
We weren't divided during the previous administration.
Yeah, I will agree. There is an unbelievable pace to this administration, how they're doing what they're doing. Let me get a word in here from our friend CJ at DAC Diesel. CJ, happy Friday to you. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just kind of listening to you. I'm a fellow Catholic too, so I'm actually taking the day off. So,
well, good for you.
It's not something I really want to do, but like you said, it's a holy day of obligation. So, but no, I just want to let anybody out there that if they need any kind of engine work done, we are your engine specialist, diesel engine specialist, and also if you need any overhauls done or major engine work, we do all that. We back it by a full warranty, and we stand behind our product, but we have not had any comebacks to date on any overhauls or any major engine work yet. So, it's something we strive for every day, and I think we're just take care of our customers and keep our customers on the road and making money.
Can't get any better than that. Fantastic. DACDiesel.com. Appreciate you, CJ, very much. And I'm not going to give your number out today because I want you to have, a day of rest. You're taking the day off. And then go to DACDiesel.com and plan the day, right?
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
God, I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. DACDiesel.com. That is CJ. All right. The governor has now issued a statement on this childish lawsuit coming from the legislature. Sorry, I have legislators that are friends, but this is childish. And they would tell you, no, we're not doing this for us. We're doing this for future. We got to, give me a break. This is a weak governor. We've got to, give me a break. Look, I'm not arguing with their position. I'm arguing with their tactics and this petty lawsuit spending taxpayer money over this. Fix the problem. If you're worried about the precedent, fix the problem. The attorney general's ruled on it. There is conversations that can be had. It's ridiculous. But before I read the governor's statement, and I don't have a lot of time here, what are we getting beat up on now here by this texter? What are they saying?
Well, student leaders at Concordia rescinded their financial support to bring Ben Shapiro in.
Well, I know that. I've talked about it. But what's the texter mad about?
Well, this is supposed to be top priority story here. We're ignoring it. We're ignoring the fact that Concordia wants to, I want to get their words here, promote diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah,
and they've decided to dedicate their support to underrepresented and marginalized students.
Now, here's the
goal of growing diversity. And we're supposed to put that on top of the list today.
Well, he's probably right. It should have been, mentioned by me maybe sooner than it is, but we're doing it, and I plan to do it. But it's in the news. We talked about it in the local edition of What's on Your Mind, 8:30 to 9, that runs on the flag. In addition, of course, our other three wonderful stations that come aboard at 9 o'clock, including the best of the best, according to the Bismarck Tribune, K-Fire 550. Isn't that legendary? Yes, the listeners themselves, they say that about us. Isn't that nice? We love that. Thank you so much. KTGO and KLTC as well. But anyway, so here's the deal. This group asked for some money to invite a speaker to speak at Concordia College. The group was granted $7,000 to do that. And then the group said, let's go get Ben Shapiro, who, of course, is a fantastic speaker on college campuses, has sparked some controversy because he talks the truth. And that makes some, you know, professors who claim to be about diversity nervous. Anyway, so they then say, oh, 28-2, we're going to take that money away now. They took it back. But they're saying they'll still let him come. So what I was saying is I think we should put, you know, everybody throw a little into the pot. And I'm working on this, so I hope to have it up over the weekend sometime. And we'll just do a fund. We'll do it. I don't know, GoFundMe or something. We'll do some kind of a fund, and we'll raise this. And I've already got some people that have said they'd do it and said just put it up. So, you know, be watching for that and be listening for that. And more details Monday. We'll raise the money for it, and then we'll be there when Ben Shapiro's there and take it.
Does this surprise you about Concordia?
Yeah, I remember being on a panel a long time ago with a guy who told me that, you know, 9/11 was our fault. So there's some interesting characters. Concordia College, by and large, is a good school. I mean, ask Ronnie Offit, the namesake of RDO Equipment, is a proud Concordia College grad, and Kelby Kravinoff, heads the whole Sanford Health Empire, is a Concordia grad. Unfortunately, every college has its share of really just. This is Frank Talk Day, right? We're talking Frank today, aren't we? Crazy liberals. Absolutely crazy liberals. And off the charts, hypocritical, liberal, and even, I would sometimes say, godless, ironically, at a faith-based college like Concordia College. And they've got probably more than their fair share over there. It's known as a liberal. But I know very good people there as well. Have to think a lot of the current president, Robert Kraft, his predecessor was great. John Pierce, a buddy of mine over there, is a world-class human being. I mean world-class. But dumb people do dumb things, and some of them have, so let's help them out of a mess and find the money another way. What do you think? I don't know. More coming up on Frank Friday, talking higher ed next. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
L-S, I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells, oh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I love our listeners. They are about as creative as you can be, I'll tell you what. Frank Friday, we're being frank today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just park that Minnesota, North Dakota nice there a little bit. Montana, South Dakota, and we know you're nice too, you know. Park it a little bit and say, all right, what needs to be said? That's how you show somebody that you love, that you really love them, that you're able to be honest with them. I'm pointing a finger right at myself with this one. How many times have I complained about somebody to somebody else, said some things repeatedly behind their back? It drives me nuts when they do that. Why do they do that? I can't stand it. Rather than just say, dude, why do you do this? You know what drives me crazy? Drives everybody else crazy? You ever thought about it? I didn't realize it did. All of a sudden, problem fixed. I mean, sometimes you just got to be frank, and we kind of dance around it a little bit. I've heard it referred to as passive-aggressive. I've heard people who are not from here say North Dakota is so passive-aggressive. I'm not sure I know what that means, but I think it's, you know, how I take it is, like, for instance, my kids will even say this to me. I'll say, well, I got to go to shovel because Alex hasn't shoveled, and my daughter will go, well, you're being a little passive-aggressive. Why don't you tell him to go shovel? Like, man alive, what have I raised here? Beasts that say things like that to me? I can't believe they would call me out of the carpet.
You raise somebody who tells you like it is? Why is that a bad thing?
Here's one of our fine listeners, Mars from Dickinson. It's an interesting name. Last night I dreamt that I ate the world's biggest marshmallow, and I woke up, my pillow was missing. So I'd like to get a new MyPillow. I've heard they're a little harder to eat. You can't make that up. You could pay an advertising agency $1 million and they wouldn't come up with that. You know, I mean, it's just like unbelievable. So Mars gets a pillow, Todd. That's creative. Very creative. My Lord. Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to get to all the texts. We're out of time. But I'm going to put all those up on the Facebook page. I promised I'd get to this, so I will. Here's Doug Burgum, our governor's statement on the lawsuit brought by the legislature challenging his veto authority. Quote, as I've said before, it's disappointing to see scarce taxpayer dollars being spent on a costly lawsuit over something that's already been addressed in an attorney general's opinion. We will respond accordingly and firmly to any attempt to infringe on executive branch authority. The intent of the vetoes was to protect that authority and preserve the separation of powers while preventing the spending of limited state resources without full legislative review. While we will fulfill our obligation to respond to this lawsuit, our primary focus continues to be reinventing state government and making it more efficient and responsive to taxpayers. Folks, we've got a good governor. That's a great response. And let me be frank. Al Carlson is the reason this is happening. You remember at the time the vetoes were going down, Rich Wardner said that this is a House thing. He basically dismissed all of them, the reasons, and agreed with it. Later got bullied into being part of this, and now others have as well. Al, I love you. You're a good dude. You work hard. You know. I know there's a heart deep in Al Carlson that's as big as anybody. A lot of people don't say that about you. I do say that about you because I know your heart and you're a good guy. You're a good dude. But this is your ego taking over, my friend. This is pride. This is the bully that people say you are, that I defend you by simply saying no. He's simply fighting for his constituents. He's fighting for what he believes in. That's not a bully. But this is being a bully, and you ought to knock it off. And stop the unending jealousy and sort of resentment that Doug Burgum is governor. Get over it. And every other legislator ought to get over it as well. Get on board. That isn't to say Doug Burgum's perfect. That isn't to say every one of his initiatives are great. Get in the arena. Read the book by Pete Hegseth about Teddy Roosevelt in the arena, or any other book out there. Get in the arena. And make a difference with what, you know, look, a lot of our legislators have bandwidth that equals you're hard-pressed to find someone that can run at the level and the bandwidth of Doug Burgum. He is in the top 1%, and that's proven by his private sector record. But I'll say this, there are equivalent prize horses within the legislative system that have the ability on these things, on nuance this or nuance that or whatever, bring it to the table. Don't sit there and carp about this or that or anything else. So that's my frank talk on this higher ed lawsuit. I hope it's taken in the spirit in which it's received. Our next guest is a part of an entity that has taken its fair share of grief, the Board of Higher Education. Greg Steeman is the vice chair and joins us today to talk a little bit about a statement that he and Don Morton, the chair, have issued related to the situation with some employees of the university system office and our chancellor. Greg, thanks for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Sorry to make you wait there a little bit, a little unfinished business from the previous two segments, but we're ready to talk about this. The Grand Forks Herald has an editorial today on this topic. Have you seen it?
You know, I've not read the Grand Forks Herald editorial today, no.
It's a good editorial that really included a lot of the questions that I had on this. And when I read the statement from you and Don Morton, it mentions 11 different instances of the word truth and urges readers to get both sides of the story. I couldn't agree. The Grand Forks Herald says we absolutely unequivocally agree, absolutely 100%, and that's sort of been missing here. So for those that haven't read your statement with Don Morton for the Board of Higher Education, why do you think it requires you to put out, this situation requires you and the board to have to put out a statement saying, hey, there's two sides and truth? What that seems pretty simple and basic. Why has that gotten lost here?
Well, I guess from the board perspective, or maybe just from my perspective, I don't want to try to speak for anybody else. It's a tough situation, and just the way things are going to unfold, a case has been brought to the Department of Labor, and they've evaluated it, and they typically, once they decide what they're going to do with it, and I don't even know if that decision has been made, but once they decide, then it's about 180 days, probably at minimum, to any type of resolution. Well, what happens during the time, the leading up to a resolution is information is going to be, whether it's leaked, provided, shared with, people and they'll be chosen in a specific manner. And what doesn't happen in that, Scott, is not everybody is privy to the same information from both parties in the same timeliness. You're not allowed to respond to the accusations, and what happens is it's just an unequal amount of information out there, and then what might be out there is amplified, whether it's certain sources choose to share it, and some information might not be provided until it's needed, and I just think it's so important in these processes or in these times to trust due process. And we are a society that is getting more and more used to having information instantly at our fingertips and taking then what we have at face value. Well, these are still cases that truly involve going through the process and allowing the individuals involved, and I'm talking about both sides, the individuals involved to, you know, each have the opportunity to present their case, each have an opportunity to defend themselves against anything that has been said, whether it's negatively or positively against them. And this is an important thing to keep in mind. What's difficult is that until that process completes itself, people maybe have the need to find someone to criticize, blame, whatever it might be. And it's oftentimes maybe without all of the information. So that's a long answer to a short question, Scott, but it's just so important. I've told people I am on one side, and I'm on the side of the truth, and that is eventually going to come out. It's going to eventually be proven to be factual, and then everybody can make a determination from there. But I am on the side of the truth.
Yeah, one example that the Herald editorial pointed out that Chancellor Hagerott was accused of making a possibly discriminatory and certainly odd comment in a public setting to Valley City State University President Tisa Mason. When the Grand Forks Herald called to ask her about it, she shrugged it off. You know, and there were others as well mentioned in here that examples where, you know, I guess through an open records request, the Herald obtained emails that appeared to corroborate a claim that Chancellor Hagerott was openly and inappropriately discussing an employee's cancer diagnosis. So, you know, all this is, as you say, is going back and forth and getting dealt with so the truth can ultimately come out. But my overwhelming sense is that the chancellor is a victim of a bit of a witch hunt here, that this is a pile-on against him. Do you sense that as well?
Well, potentially, yeah, without question, just because I don't think both sides have been discussed. I do know this, that during the time, and this has been publicly commented on and publicly addressed, that during the time that Don Morton and Kathy Nesbitt was the chair, Don Morton was the vice chair, they took any and every concern extremely seriously and did a high level of due diligence into each specific claim or concern, and they did it in a manner that previous board practice, historical board practice, you know, put the onus on the board leadership at that time, Kathy Nesbitt and Don Morton, to do their due diligence and to provide an evaluation. And if there were any concerns, they spent a lot of time, a lot of personal time interviewing, talking to, verifying, or debunking, whatever it might be. And I guess from my standpoint, as I speak from my standpoint as a board member, I personally have a level of trust in Don Morton, who's worked for years in private business, for Kathy Nesbitt, who's worked for years in private business. They deal with HR issues. They dealt with HR issues daily. They understand the volatility and the need for a rightful level of privacy when it comes to those things. And at the same time, they made every effort to seek out the truth and then sit back and do an evaluation that they could be trusted to do. And so I haven't, in my dealings with them, in my time on the board, I've never questioned their integrity. I've never questioned their leadership. I've never questioned for a second that they want what's best for our system office, our institutions, and most importantly, our students. But at the same time, that is my opinion. And all of this will come out eventually over the course of the next 6 to 8 months. And I think that's what we have to do is just be understanding and that when the information is provided and when both sides have had a chance to speak to everything, that we're all going to be able to at least form then at the very least a well-informed opinion and judgment on it. But before that happens, I just think it's, you know, it behooves us to at least allow everybody to speak and allow everybody to tell
their process. Let the process play out a little bit. Sure. Hang on, Greg. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. More with our guest, Vice Chair of the Board of Higher Education, North Dakota, Greg Steeman. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteletricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Otherwise, Christmas.
As long as it's warm, I'll okay with that. Yeah.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Nobody does it better than Frank Sinatra. It's Frank Friday. It's a brand new way for us to cut to the chase. There's so many important topics. We covered a lot of them today. Most recently, before we started talking with Greg Steeman from the Board of Higher Ed, we talked about this controversy with dollars being withdrawn, forcing a group to disinvite Ben Shapiro to the campus of Concordia College. I am getting text after text after text. Here's one. I'm a Concordia alum. I'll donate to bring Shapiro. I'd love to donate dollars to have Ben Shapiro speak to our young people. When they let Alinsky and Marxist followers like Bill Ayers and Elizabeth Warren teach, this is what we get. Yeah, interesting. All right, so I'll appreciate all that feedback. Also, a little bit of news. The last accuser against Roy Moore, you remember the one with the yearbook? She now admits she forged a part of the yearbook inscription attributed to Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. Isn't that interesting? Due process is important, and Greg, you know, that's part of what you're saying here. I mean, you're forced at this point to come out and say, wait a minute here, we need to get to the truth because there's some agendas at work by different people who, you know, if the chancellor remains the chancellor, their pet projects maybe don't get the attention they want. So all kinds of hidden agendas you don't hear about. And all you're trying to do is get to the truth. It is you're not asking for too much in my mind at all.
Well,
I hope that continues. There's a lot of people that get caught in the web of all this, right? I mean, so when this the back and forth goes on, good people who go to work every day trying to do their job are harmed. Are there many of them in this instance?
Well, you make a great point. I guess that's one thing I wanted to address. You know, there are, you know, our university system staff office, they're up there working every day to provide the best opportunities for our institutions, for our students, for our faculty. And they're going to be put in some difficult situations throughout the course, throughout the, you know, the resolution of this process. You know, hey, they're doing their jobs. They're professional. They're proud of what they do. They're proud to serve the students that this system continues to educate and continues to graduate. And don't, you know, let's at least respect and appreciate that, because I just think that's so important that, you know, we don't, you know, look for opportunities or even create reasons to try to beat up on somebody for just doing their job. And, you know, we appreciate that as a board. We know they work very hard. They're kind of the unsung heroes in the system office, as well as those who are out, you know, with the feet on the ground on the institutions themselves. And so that's what we just wanted to make a statement as a board. Listen, if you want to beat up on us, that comes with the territory. That's fine. We wish it was all duckies and bunnies every day, right? But at the same time, it comes with it. But let the people who are working their tail off every day, please just let them do their job. And I think a lot of people, and I do believe most people will respect that and appreciate that.
All right, so we have about 3 minutes left, and I want to go rapid-fire some questions for you and issues. Greg Steeman, our guest, vice chair of the Board of Higher Education in North Dakota. And be frank, do we need a system office? Do we need a chancellor?
Well, you know, here's the thing. That's exactly the way we are right now. That's the way it's been since its inception. You know, when I made it, you know, requested to say, hey, listen, is it possible that I can serve? And some people thought that it might be a good idea, and Governor Dalrymple nominated and the Senate confirmed me. I just wanted to serve a state that has given so much to me in whatever manner I could. I had some background in higher ed. I appreciate what our higher ed system is all about. And at the same time, I think it's okay to evaluate. You know, when you talk about Governor Burgum's task force, I wanted to be a part of it because whatever's best for our students, whatever's best for our state, whatever's best for our, you know, moving forward, let's find out what it is. And I'm one of those that said, if it doesn't involve me as a board member or as a governing entity, I'm okay with that if it's truly best for our state and our students. But let's critically evaluate it. And if what we have now is determined to be best and we can tweak some things, that's great. But let's acknowledge what those are and let's find a way to move forward. I'm all for finding new ways to move forward, be innovative, and do what's best for our state and our students.
So why does so much trouble find the Board of Higher Education? And for as long as I can remember, I was probably first intimate with it related to the whole situation with the Fighting Sioux name. And back, gosh, you know, I think President Baker, Ken Baker, and then maybe later Chuck Cupcello. But it just always seems there's drama, always a cloud. Why is that?
Good question. If I knew, I'd probably be making a ton of money as a consultant somewhere. I think here's what I think happens, and this is okay. Typically, our institutions accomplish so many amazing things. Our students accomplish so many amazing things. Our faculty, and typically, that's going to be promoted as an individual recognition or an institutional recognition, and it should be because we've got 11 different institutions doing great things throughout the course of the state, and you'll want those things. But on the negative side of things, typically a lot of things will come through board meetings or committee meetings that eventually the board has to address. And oftentimes those things are controversial. And so the controversial things will typically end up at the top, which is ends up being the State Board of Higher Education. And that's just the dynamics that exist. And it's part of what you have to do. But I appreciate the opportunity to be part of solving problems. And I appreciate the opportunity to be part of moving a strong system forward and finding any and every way to make it the best system in the country. That's one of the things I said.
And I do believe that communication is three quarters of it, and just getting the proper story out there, which you're good to come on today and talk about. I know you applied for the task force that Governor Burgum's working on. Hope you're on it. Thanks, Greg. You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.